Over the past 2 years, the northern districts of Sindh have experienced a troubling rise in criminal activities that significantly test the state writ and warrant urgent action. Strategically located at the intersection of three provinces and home to a thriving Hindu business community, the area had the potential to become a major economic hub. However, it devolved into a criminal hotbed, primarily shaped and exacerbated by its topography, tribalism, feudalism, marginalization, a patronized criminal industry, politicized police, and an inept judiciary, where the frequency of heinous crimes often diminishes their novelty and newsworthiness. Around a dozen female teachers narrowly escaped kidnapping, but were looted in Jacobabad and recently in Khandkot. A Hindu doctor from Goosepur, Khandkot, received an extortion note wrapped in an RPG shell. A trader was killed and another injured in a robbery attempt in Larkana. Six people were killed by a rival group in Sukkur. A bus came under attack near Shikarpur, killing one and injuring several. 300 Hindus migrated from Kashmir due to rampant crime and lawlessness. A police checkpost in Gotki came under attack, and three cops were martyred by bandits. A man and a woman were shot dead in Larkana in the name of honor. A teenage Hindu girl was forcibly converted in Upper Sindh. And the list goes on. The area's secure insecurity tests the state's writ and puts people's lives, livelihoods, and potential prospects of prosperity at risk. The roots of criminal rot stem from either or both intersecting concepts, action and inaction. The former signifies actors and conditions contributing to crime, while the latter suggests lies in action in arresting it. First, the topography. The riverine area in Kashmir, Gotki, Shikarpur, and Sukkur allows criminal gangs to hide and launch crimes. With the challenging terrain, the Kacha areas have historically hosted absconding criminals or those locked in tribal feuds who, over time, indulged in and organized themselves into criminal cartels for the sake of resources, subsistence, protection, or all. Second, the area's rural and underprivileged nature fosters feudal and tribal influences, which seek to dominate the region's affairs. The local influentials tame and endorse armed outlaws of their tribes in the pursuit of political interests, honor, and tribal strength. Thereby, they subvert law and its writ. Third, the police's partiality and politicization in tribal disputes or acts of injustice push victims to arms for protection and retribution. The selective inaction and actions of police contribute to a cycle of grievances and the ensuing violence. Also, frequent transfers of police officials undermine peace. In Kashmir, for instance, six SSPs have been changed in the last 2 years, averaging only 4 months in each position, which is too brief to understand or manage the situation.